Ready, Harry?
Yes, sir.
Say it with me. Ready? UMBC. UMBC.
UMBC.
UMBC. UMBC. UMBC.
Greatest upset in the history of college basketball.
The University of Maryland, Baltimore County, which if you told me that was a school, I would actually tell you that I don't believe you. Like, I know
that
it's...
It hasn't been a school very long.
It's hard to believe that a 16 seed beat a 1 seed, let alone the number 1 seed overall in the entire tournament. And now we have the star of the tournament. It's not the head coach. It's not any of the players. But it's the director of multimedia communications and sports marketing at UMBC, Zach Seidel, who was on Twitter tweeting from the UMBC athletics account. And everybody in social media now loves you, Zach Seidel. So congratulations. I think you guys are going to win it all, by the way.
Oh, thanks. You know, I look forward to the parade down in downtown Baltimore in April after we beat Kentucky or something. You know, that'll be great.
So, Zach, you at a certain point, you know, everybody kept waiting for Virginia to make the run. But at a certain point, you must have felt like, oh, my God, this is going to happen. I have to terrorize the Twitter universe.
I went into the day, you know, thinking, you know, let's just have some fun with it and do it. And I only had one tweet planned, and it was for Jairus Lyles. If he scored 15 points, he was going to become the all-time single-season point holder. And, you know, once the game started and Seth Davis tweeted Virginia Sharpie, you know, I've been at UMBC 10 years. I have UMBC in my blood. That kind of got me going. I was like, hey, man, you don't know us. You know, don't count us out yet. And I started doing that, started getting reaction from people, you know, and then as the game went on and it stayed closer, I turned to a colleague of mine from the America East Conference who was there, who's their social media person, and I'm like, hey, we're tied at the half. Anything can happen. Let's have some fun with this and see if we can get the conference and the school on the map here.
Yeah, and you said, by the way, at that time, which was one of your great tweets, second half about to start, no matter what happens, we just want you all to remember we are conveniently located just outside of Baltimore and have stellar academics. So you weren't convinced at that point, were you, Zach?
I wasn't convinced. I just wanted people to know, like, we were getting a lot of tweets, you know, people saying, oh, you're still going to lose by 20 and stuff. And I just wanted to make sure that I put my mark in there that no matter what happened, you know, we played that one great half and that people who were tuning in for the second half because the 16 seed was tied with the number one overall seed. And if people were tuning in just to see it, even if Virginia went on a run to start the second half, you know, if they saw that tweet, they at least know where we are and that we're good academically.
Just wanted on the record here, Zach, that I did a video for fansided.com before the tournament and did predict that the number one seed that would lose first would be Virginia. It's the only thing that I got right the entire tournament. I had Arizona winning the whole thing. But I didn't have you guys beating them, and I don't want to diminish the accomplishment, but I didn't think Virginia was very good. That doesn't offend you at all, does it?
No, I mean, it was, you know, they're missing their sixth man of the year. That obviously hurt them tremendously. And you know, it was, you know, when they announced that we were playing them in the first round, it was one of those things where those of us who have followed the team all year, it wasn't like a normal, like, oh, we're just a 16th seed, we're going to go play a one. It was like, hey, guys, you know, our style matches up very well with them. You know, we run, we have some fun, and we knew that, you know, they struggled. They're not the best offensive team. They're the best defensive team. We knew that if we could hit shots from the outside, we could make a game of it.
So what were some of your favorite tweets that you were proudest of last night in the moment? Because as you said, you had no idea this was going to happen this way.
I think the one you mentioned at the second half, the one where I said, you know, we're conveniently located and we have great academics. Someone tweeted that we're going to have 400% admission increase. And I was like, woo, new buildings. you know, I made a typo on buildings, and that one's haunting me a bit. But I was a little excited at the time. And then another one, the one where Virginia was starting to make a run midway through, and they cut it to 12, and Coach Odom called timeout. And, like, you could feel the momentum shifting a bit. And I put out, you know, Virginia goes on a run, just like everyone said they were going to, and Coach Odom has to call timeout as we regroup and try and recover from this insurmountable 12-point lead that we have.
All right. Can you, Zach, first of all,
K-State is up next.
No problem, right?
Yeah, no, K-State's very good. Coach Weber's great. Eh. You know.
He had his time in Illinois. This is a winnable game here, Zach. Don't take some chips off the table now.
Hey, man, in the tournament, anything can happen, as we just saw. You know, I know he was at Illinois, and he had that near-perfect season way back in, I believe, what was it, 04?
03, and, yeah, 03, 04.
03, yes, I was just 04. In middle school then. I was a little one. But, you know, it's anything can happen. You know, if we play the way we did yesterday, and the guys on the team, and, you know, my tweets have nothing to do with it. If they play that way, then, hey, they got a chance against anybody.
Don't sell yourself short now. I think your tweets were key.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that they were looking at him from the bench and during free throws. I'm sure that that's what they were looking at.
Well, we look forward, Zach, to matching up when the Chicago Loyola Ramblers meet UMBC in whatever round it will be. I got to figure that one out here. But we're coming for you, pal, via Loyola, all right?
All right, tell Porter Moser I said hi.
Yeah, hey, Zach, I went to Kansas. It will not be hard for me to root against Kansas State tomorrow.
I mean, I know how much Kansas and Kansas State don't like each other, but I love how Bill Snyder always wears those 1998 bowl jackets every game and doesn't care. So you got to respect someone who just wears whatever he wants, right?
Yeah, you got to feel like you're the tournament darlings at this point.
I mean, I've never been anyone's darling, but I'm sure the team is. You know, it's definitely fun, and it's, you know, I'm in downtown Charlotte right now eating my first meal of the day. I didn't go to bed till 6:30 in the morning, and I'm wearing a UMBC hat, and, like, random people are stopping me on the street going, oh, my God, Maryland, Baltimore County. Like, before, you know, I never knew what to say. Like, people are like, oh, what's UMBC? And I had to spell it out. They're like, Maryland, Baltimore, what? And now, like, people in Charlotte are like, I know you guys. I'm like, cool.
What kind of classes do they have at Maryland, Baltimore County? I mean, I got a degree from Iowa, Zach, but I didn't exactly focus all the time. I probably could use a little brush up on some subjects. What's the forte of a UMBC?
We are a great STEM institution.
Huge.
We have a top level, engineering program. Our president, Dr. Freeman Hrabowski, has been voted repeatedly one of the best college presidents in the country. He marched with Dr. King when he was younger.
Wow.
He's amazing. He's an amazing guy. He's a great speaker. And he really puts forth, you know, diversity and STEM education. And, you know, we're one of the top 15 schools in the country in undergraduate education. I mean, I wasn't STEM. I was media. But, you know, the teachers at the school really care. And, like, it feels like, you know, one-on-one. Every teacher knows who you are. They want to help you learn. And the goal of the school is to make sure everyone gets into a great grad school, gets some PhDs.
Other than yourself, Zach, are there any famous alumni for a UMBC?
There is. Duff Goldman, the Ace of Cakes, he went there. We got him to tweet about it. The U.S. Surgeon General.
Who? Jeff
went there.
Jeff Goodman, the ESPN reporter. What'd you say?
Jeff Goldblum, the guy that was in all of
Jurassic
Fine
Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duff Goldman, the guy who. The Ace of Cakes guy who was at that cake baking reality show. But, you know, we're a small school. We're only 50 years old. So, you know, we have a lot of famous people in the STEM world and engineering doing great things. And we're trying to work on building up the human arts and liberal sciences part of that.
Bottom line, you're the first school in the history of all schools to be a 16 seed of the NCAA tournament to knock off a 1 seed. No one will ever take that away from you, Zach Seidel.
Zach, here's a little gift from Carm, myself, everybody at WGN Radio in Chicago. This is free. You need to get a 16 jersey on your mascot from this point on.
That's true.
Oh, I mean, we have the 50 jersey from the 50th anniversary, but I'm sure we'll have some fun marketing with that next year. We got a brand new $85 million arena that we just opened up in February.
What?
So I'm sure that place will sell out nicely.
You went $85 million arena?
An event center, yes, for our graduations, for speakers and stuff like that. I mean, we just hosted our first concert there last week. The Globetrotters were there Thursday. I missed it. I had to come here.
UMBC is officially, I mean, forget about Allen Fieldhouse.
$85 million arena.
This is insane.
How did they know?
Zach?
Yes.
I just one more congratulations to you, man. This is
thank you very much.
My bracket was so bad. I needed something this out of the ordinary so other people would kind of join me in the patheticness, and you guys have done it. This is and I hope you go all the way, honestly.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I would have picked Chick-fil-A to beat Virginia before you guys.
Hey, man, Chick-fil-A. We love Chick-fil-A. It's the hottest spot on campus. I said I said the other day, Jairus Lyles will never have to buy Chick-fil-A on our campus ever again. I mean, he's good for life there.
You go original or spicy there, Zach?
I'm original. Yeah. Polynesian sauce.
Yeah, all day.
Never on a Sunday.
Yeah. All right, Zach Seidel, congratulations, man. You're the director of multimedia communication, sports marketing, digital media, volleyball, and softball. You don't even work for the basketball team, yet you took him to the next level. Congrats.
Thank you very much.